Just as with domestic violence and child sexual abuse, rape is another weapon used against men. Television often has it that rape is very common, and a woman is never more than a hair's breadth from being raped by some male predator. A woman can't get from A to B without fear of rape. The idea is very strongly presented that a man, any man, will rape a woman if he has the slightest chance.
Women seem to love the sound of the word rape, and media satisfies this desire, saying it as often as possible.
And the so-called date rape pill, Rohypnol, can be ordered on the internet.
An estimated 30 women a week are drug raped in Britain. Dispatches investigates this growing epidemic.
Clubbers are being warned to be on the lookout for a new type of date rape drug, spiked cigarettes.
Women are now getting special inserts into their bottles to stop the millions of men out there drugging and raping them.
A special cap which stops drinks being spiked with drugs is being launched in Soho today. The product, called a Spiky, creates a secure seal over the neck of bottles, allowing only a single straw into the drink.
All men are automatically suspects. This is a true case of original sin. What does this poster mean? How can it possibly be presented that alcohol is some kind of weapon used against women by men? Women want to have sex as much as men do, and both sexes often drink to reduce inhibitions and have a good time. Men don't go prowling around forcing women to drink alcohol. Women choose to drink it. If they then behave in ways that they regret afterwards, that's not the fault of men, it's the fault of women. Are women incompetent, empty-headed imbeciles who can't make decisions or control their behaviour? Do they not have any choice in how much they drink? Is their alcohol consumption decided for them by men?
If you don't want to give up your inhibitions, then don't get drunk. If you get drunk, you know the consequences. Your inhibitions may be a bit looser. You may go with a man you didn't necessarily wouldn't have gone home with if you were sober. And things might happen that wouldn't necessarily have happened if you were sober. It's the outcome of being drunk. We've got to have some responsibility here.
I remember a radio discussion in 2004 about the binge drinking of young women. An expert woman came on the show to explain why this was happening.
She blamed the drinks industry for not labelling the alcohol content clearly enough. She blamed pubs and clubs for having happy hours. And then she blamed men for buying women drinks. But at no point did she blame women themselves for drinking too much.
When a man drinks too much, it's his fault. When a woman drinks too much, it's everybody else's fault.
When a man has regretted or unwanted sex, he chalks it up to experience and puts it behind him.
I didn't.
But women want some kind of retribution for their mistakes. She wants a man to pay. Women seem to see themselves as helpless, not responsible for anything, as if they're simply objects to which things just happen.
The woman is not responsible for it. I mean, they almost actually talk about women as if they're some sort of low IQ imbecile.
We often expect more responsibility from children than we do from women. And yet these same women claim that they want equality with men. This is what misandry is about. It takes anything that could conceivably upset a woman, even when it's our own behaviour that's made her upset, and blames it on men.